words appear above a curving blue arrow. Amazon Original. Sunlight shines down on children playing with an oval Australian rules football on a netted trampoline.
Football is a religion around the country.
A dark-haired man of Australian Aboriginal descent.
Everyone I knew played AFL football. You just played it.
He catches a ball on a beach.
I had talent.
Game footage of him playing.
But I also make no apologies for working my backside off and sacrificing.
O'Loughlin, two-time All-Australian player. What a champion.
I was able to string one game, two games.
500th goal for the Indigenous Team of the Century star, Michael O'Loughlin. Magnificent.
So it changed our life.
But what a day for Michael O'Loughlin, the first ever to play 300 games for the Sydney Swans.
Sport brings people together.
Game footage of fans jumping excitedly.
You know, we're playing this amazing game called the AFL football.
O'Loughlin catches the ball over opponents.
When I'm running out onto a field, you represent your family and your community.
He kisses a red and white jersey.
It's not a burden, it's a really amazing thing. It gives me strength.
Running out onto the field, O'Loughlin motions to a packed stadium. Racist social media posts appear as players confront a crowd.
Racism is alive and well in Australia, and what's happening on the field is, I guess, a bit of a reflection of what's happening on the other side of the fence in society.
Gilbert McAdam.
You know, a lot of non-Aboriginal people say, oh, get over it. Well, you know what? You can't get over it if it's happening all the time. I was getting it when I was under 12s, and what it does to me, it brings back memories, and I get really upset.
It just hurts, and I was racially abused last week and the week before that.
Eddie Betts, AFL 360.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of fighting.
O'Loughlin makes a catch.
When you're going out and playing a game in front of 70,000 people, then to have someone over the fence yell out monkey or abo or black dog, it takes the wind out of his sails.
How do Aboriginal people find the strength to stare that down? It's a huge task.
Younger Aboriginal players score.
Taran Thomas.
Our younger generation going to overtake us and lead this country into the future.
He's going to make sure of it. Michael Walters.
It's quite simple. Our people want to change. There's still a lot of healing that needs to be done. You've got to make an impact and you've got to leave the place in a better place than when you found it.
A glowing neon and brown title appears beside a mural of an Aboriginal player taking a knee. Warriors on the field. Words appear under a stadium. 2021 Sir Doug Nicholas Round, footage of the bustling stadium. Photos of a young O'Loughlin with other children.
Growing up, I was dragged to football matches by my uncles, my father, my mother. Like, watching it and sort of participating, and I sort of picked it up quite easily.
Got a ticket?
Yeah.
No, your face is up. I can't help you.
O'Loughlin greets fans.
I was like, oh, I can get a kick here, you know.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Then I can go to another game and I can get a kick, and I'm thinking, okay, I could do this.
Are you in this one too? Yeah.
He poses for photos.
No worries, guys.
Yeah, it was football in front of me, and I just knew what to do with it.
How are you guys? Right. Hey, man. Hello.
It was came quite naturally and was quite easy. You know, the feel of the footy, the way it bounced, I couldn't see it, and I was going to go that way, I was going to go that way. I don't know. It was just, that was really sort of natural.
Looking deadly there, right?
I got to make him look deadly, don't I, eh?
And then as you go and sort of become a professional, there's a lot of things you got to work
on. A banner reads, United we stand on Gadigal land. Caption, Michael O'Loughlin, Ghana, Ngarrindjeri, Noongar. Board member, Sydney Swans Football Club.
The rules of AFL football is there are no rules to AFL football.
Wearing red and white jerseys, the Sydney Swans play an opponent. O'Loughlin sits in the stands.
Back it comes. He's in good touch, the big man.
You've got 18 players from each team all trying to find some space to get their hands on the ball. It's a bit like hot potato. The ball just keeps buzzing around the ground. The skill is really unique when you're up close in a stadium with 70,000 people. It's incredible.
A montage of players from various teams duking, catching, tackling and scoring the ball.
Yeah. I love it, my family loves it, our community loves it, and Australia loves it.
Had an air swing, Parker picks it up, wheels onto his right boot, heads goalward and kicks their third.
Fans cheer on the Swans. Over a map of Australia, the cities of Sydney and Adelaide are highlighted. Rolling past a single-storey home in an Adelaide suburb. Next, a family exits the front door.
How would I describe my mum? Muriel is a very strong-willed, very determined,
I think she can come across as really disciplined and hard.
Hello.
But she's an absolute softie underneath it all.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Oh, lovely to see you. Yes.
And mate.
She took an interest in everything that we did. So whether it was sport, what was going on at school or whatever it was, she was always there. So, but she's an incredible, incredible mum.
He greets his family.
So good to see you, Mom. Hey, you good?
All good, yeah. How was your trip?
Yeah, it was deadly. A long flight, but we got here in the end.
Inside, Muriel sits with O'Loughlin.
I think Ricky's going to pick Derek up.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you're going to go down to Silbury North.
Oh, good. That's lovely. Mm. Yeah.
She opens a photo album.
There was a lot of interest in sport at that time and footy, and I think Michael, being very young at the time, just absorbed all that enthusiasm, family gatherings, and was just naturally gifted with picking up a ball and kicking the ball around with these brothers and cousins and uncles.
There was always a football around, huh?
Always was.
A young boy kicks a ball, a cracked window.
A lot of broken windows.
Broken windows and...
Balls over the fence. Jump the fence, go and get the ball.
O'Loughlin shifts through photos.
Family meant a lot and they offered support wherever, whenever. Because Michael had quite an extended family.
Lots
cousins
of
by the dozens.
I think everyone, when they popped over,
they had a footy. Yeah.
I was like, Uncle, come and kick the footy. And you can see sometimes they'd roll their eyes, but they come out and kick with you. So it was like,
yeah.
Everywhere I went, if I was going to the shop, I bounced the ball or whatever. I mean, took it to school, everything, okay?
Oh, absolutely, so, on the school bus.
But we were fortunate because where we lived, there was auntie and uncle up here, around the corner here, Nana was around the corner. So there was just everyone in this community at Salisbury North that they just looked after each other. Some of the lessons that you learn along that journey from your aunties and your uncles, and especially in the football sense, about looking after yourself, staying off the drink. So that was drummed into me really early as well. And then they spoke about a lot of the stuff with racism around sport, but it was always about, you know, don't let that mess around with your game. Keep concentrating on the football. And I guess there was times where you wanted to fight, but had to pull it back and just concentrate as angry as I was on the footy field as a junior growing up and being called all these different names. I knew that, you know, my nana and my mum were watching and they were like, oi, come on, stop fighting, go back for the footy.
On the street near a curb, words appear under an abandoned shopping cart, Salisbury North, SA. A boy wheelies his bicycle down the road.
I knew early on that we had challenges. So where we lived and not much money. And
moving past some small single-storey homes with unkempt yards at a local football club.
So people, well, certainly our people, were always sort of floating in and out of the football club. That was just a place where I hung out and made great friends and played cricket there in the summer and football in the winter. So everyone owned a footy and it was easy to find someone to have a kick with. What's not to love?
Out on the club's field, O'Loughlin bounces a ball in his hands.
It wasn't until I probably got to sort of 12 and I started making sort of rep sides. And I thought, oh, OK, I'm all right at this thing. And then I think it was my mum, and she said, you know that player gets paid lots of money to play football? And I was blown away. I didn't know you could get paid to play football. It blew my mind. And I went, oh, what? And that was it. And I thought, football, in my mind, I can play, be really good, and I can help change my family's path what we're on.
Moving past a yard crowded with vehicles.
You know, five boys in one room, all in bunk beds and cousins sleeping on the floor. Like, I thought, I can buy my mum a house here or I could do something if I'm any good.
It was still in high school in year 12 when the Swans came around to visit.
We were like, what are they doing here? What do these fellas want?
Yeah.
And we had no idea what to expect. I just thought, oh, wow. No, it was exciting. It was scary. It was all these different things.
Yeah,
eh?
It was a bit of a culture shock from a local community footy club into an AFL environment. It was a
shock to the system.
Scary thing for all of us, actually.
Fade to a city.
The change from Salisbury North to Sydney was a huge step. After the first week I was done, I was ready to go back to Adelaide and go and live with mum and work locally and play for Salisbury North. But again, really strong people in my life, my mother,
there is nothing here for you. You have to stay this opportunity. It's too good to pass up. Not many people get an opportunity like this.
Over the map, Adelaide to Melbourne is highlighted. In a stadium, Taran warms up.
I look at a young Taran Thomas whose story, to me, looks exactly the same. Tough neighbourhood. He's moved away from home, a long way from home, to try and live his dream.
All by himself, inside 50, Taran Thomas.
As a kid, Taran was great, energetic, competitive, exhausting.
Taran makes a kick downfield. Caption, Jacqueline Trindle, Kamilaroi, Taran's mother.
That passion, I think, got him really to where he is today.
Talented young Roo, and he's put it right through. This is a really positive start from North. Two goals on the board, and the Cats have two behinds.
In slow motion, Taran changes directions sharply. Fans wave blue and white flags. O'Loughlin sits with Jacqueline.
Yeah, Taran, I've watched him from afar, and I think for him now it's just a consistency of effort. I think that's what separates really good players from great players.
Taran scores.
Strolling, open goal, and the crowd up and about again.
There's some responsibility about that, and he'll find his voice will get louder and he'll become, you know, more confident.
Yeah, I'm not a big talker, but, yeah, I'd rather do my footy, do the talking.
Did well, Thomas.
Taran Thomas turns, kicks, goals.
Taran high-fives teammates.
Every time I step on the field, like, think of my ancestors and, yeah, all the brother boys came before me.
He makes a catch. Making another, he sprints downfield.
Yeah, I'm just very proud that I can put on a jumper and play and tell people my story on the field.
And he hits long and hits Taran Thomas. Lace out on the run. He's got no one forward, though.
He boots the ball towards the goalposts.
He sits it out front, lets them run onto it, and there's got a couple with speed. Mark, he might get there first. He rolled all the way home anyway.
I think the young guy has this enormous potential to be a really great player in the league for a long period of time. That could set him and his family up for the rest of their lives.
Over the map of Australia, Melbourne and Sydney are highlighted, overlooking a suburban neighbourhood. Cruising down a street, words appear that read Doonside, New South Wales. A fenced, overgrown field. Abandoned shopping carts under power lines. Children throw a ball over a backyard fence, then climb over.
Well, I had a pretty good life growing up. Like, obviously, I didn't have much, but...
A boy drop kicks the ball.
Mum and Dad done everything for me.
Jacqueline Trindle.
Yeah, like in Doonside here, either you go down the good path...
A girl dangles, then slips down the fence.
..or the bad path. In winter, it was football, and in summer, it was athletics. So it's sort of like we never stopped.
Never stopped playing sports. Sports, sports and more sports. Medals upon medals.
Taran's family.
Go, Taran.
The proudest... Proudest men.
Janelle Trindle.
I can be, you know, have my grandson watching him on television every weekend playing AFL.
Juniac. He's only got one man ahead of him, and it's Thomas.
Outside, a pathway parallels the power lines running between the properties. In an interview, Taran sits on a couch.
I reckon the first time it happened to me was at school. I got called Black Dog. And I didn't really know what it meant, but that didn't feel right.
Back in my days, we was never ever taught about our Aboriginality at school.
A barbed wire topped wall.
Like, none of that was taught to me.
Aboriginal murals adorn it.
And I've got grandchildren today wanting to know what tribe we're from. We're Kamilaroi tribe, and our totem is the Goanna.
Janelle's grandchildren play footy beneath the power lines.
To me, people don't think that we've got a heart.
In the family's living room.
You know, just because of the colour of our skin and stuff.
They watch Taran's game.
Yeah, I'll do anything for mum and brothers and sisters to make them have a good life too, because they've done everything for me.
Taran's setting an example, like I said, an ambassador.
In a stadium, Taran on the field.
To change. We do need a change.
He drop kicks in slow motion.
But having someone like Taran to do this, makes me proud.
Tears well up in Janelle's eyes.
Sorry.
On a city sidewalk, O'Loughlin and Taran approach a large mural of Taran on a knee under the words "Treaty Respect" written in yellow on the side of a building.
That's amazing. How do you feel, mate? Like, I've just got the hairs on the back of the neck stand up.
Red and black paint surround the yellow lettering and the image of Taran wearing a blue and white uniform.
I feel very proud. Walking past, I still get goosebumps.
And I can see treaty and respect there, and such an iconic pose as well.
Yeah, I love when they took the knee before games, or everyone in the public took a knee.
Pre-game footage of players from opposing teams taking a knee at centre field.
So I think that's very powerful, having that voice, especially having my photo on the wall, really relates to my community, saying no to racism. So it's not just us, our blackfellas, as everyone as one, like we're just one whole big community and everyone to come together.
Just sort of the pose and what that represents back in America, where it all sort of started with the Black Lives Matter movement, and that now has expanded around the world. And here you are representing not only the people here in North Melbourne, your football club, but your people everywhere around the country as well. It means, I guess, a lot of things to a lot of different people. But to me, it's about strength, culture. I mean, this is right up there.
I want to be at the front, pushing what the past players have started for us. Keep moving forward.
I'm very proud of you. Well done. Enough looking at yourself now, mate. Come on, let's go.
Another evening, overlooking the Sydney Cricket Ground Stadium. Packed stands surround a football game underway. The Sydney Swans versus Carlton. In a private box, O'Loughlin approaches a stout Aboriginal man wearing glasses.
Good.
Michael, how are you, bro?
Good to see you, mate.
How are you?
Mate, there's some cracking Indigenous talent out there today.
Yeah.
Have you seen that over the journey?
Well, as an Indigenous historian, buddy, so I've, you know, followed the game, all codes, all sports, and the reality is, historically, we couldn't get a go.
Yeah.
I mean, there were barriers, there was the colour bar. It really wasn't until the late 60s and into the 70s that the doors opened for us. But I think we basically kicked those doors down because it was the incredible talent in our communities and the incredible players. And once we got a sniff, mate, no looking back.
Keeps it in, Eddie. He keeps it in. Oh, look at Eddie Betts. Absolute superstar.
Sport for us has been a vehicle for voice and asking for change and recognition. But here, certainly right across the country, there's a long history of fighting for Aboriginal rights. I mean, we come through the 60s, and I said that's the time of great social and political change.
Archival footage of a banner across a bus reading "Student Action for Aborigines." Men march to a voting area.
You had Charlie Perkins and the Freedom Ride, the Gurindji walk-off at Wave Hill in 66, 1967 referendum, 92% of the population, you know, supporting us, the 72 tent embassy. And the early Aboriginal movement, unbelievably, nearly 100 years ago, had African-American connections, African-American influence, African-American inspiration.
They say accident, we say murder! They say accident, we say murder!
Because of what happened, what we saw on TV with what happened to George Floyd and many others in that space, but that was such a horrific event. I mean, and then we stood up here, and I mean, rallies, I know, in Newcastle, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, thousands of people, and it put us back in the picture as far as the media was concerned, and we could go back to, you know, the Royal Commission into Black Deaths in Custody, because that's continued on. The implementations of all of those things that were put up and were, you know, deemed as being necessary had been ignored.
I see the jumper that you're wearing today, we wear it proudly, and so do a lot of our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters.
Yep.
I mean, Indigenous round.
Yep.
Aboriginal men dressed in traditional attire perform a ceremony at Centre Field.
Incredible for our people.
Absolutely.
We get to showcase our culture on a big stage. What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's inspiration, it's pride.
Archival footage of the Mangrook Round.
The Mangrook Round is a pretty special round for all the Indigenous players that are playing in the men's and women's competition. And I know every player loves to put on their jumper with the Indigenous design to go out
represent our football club, but also our culture and where we're from.
A Sydney player wearing a red and white jersey adorned by a black swan with open wings.
The game of mongrel, you know, there was these tribes that were playing with a possum skin filled with charcoal and stitched together, and ball just be sort of going everywhere, and there was as many as 50 to 60 people were trying to all get their hands on the ball.
Archival footage of a player kicking a pass to O'Loughlin.
One of the founders of the AFL saw this and went, wow, this is an incredible, fast-paced, it's got plenty of action involved, and I think the game of AFL evolved from that. Now we have multiple players of our mob playing the game. It's a time to shine, and they leave their mark on the game.
A step, and a great... Oh, there! Takes a magnificent mark!
Another day, O'Loughlin gazes around as he strolls across his hometown's club field.
First game is one that still sort of blows my mind.
Archival footage of O'Loughlin playing for the Swans.
Produce some magic. Back to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin kicks the goal. Magnificent!
Everyone I knew growing up was watching.
O'Loughlin keeps it in. He's good enough from there. What a player he is, Ricky!
I reckon there were some people who were surprised to even see me on the field who think, wow, he's actually made it. He's actually there playing on TV. So I'll never forget that, and our lives changed forever. For the better. I was able to string one game, two games, three games, and eventually 300.
Carrying two small children in each arm, O'Loughlin leads the Swans from a tunnel into a packed stadium.
Sydney onto the ground. O'Loughlin has been a star. 300 games.
Facing the crowd, O'Loughlin's teammates lift him onto their shoulders. Over the map, from a highlighted Sydney to Perth. At Optus Stadium, a young, dark-haired Aboriginal man wearing a purple jersey trains.
Michael Walters Jr. is one of my favourite players to watch.
Will help himself. Walters has got it again.
Take the 30 seconds.
He'll step around. He's not going to waste any time. He's going to make sure of it.
He's been absolutely super for that football club and, you know, a proud Aboriginal man playing in front of his home crowd and in front of his home mob. Yeah, it's an amazing career he's had.
Going to go around the corner. And he is deadly inside 50. Michael Walters. Fremantle have it at the back. And Walters on the end of it.
Footy was just a vehicle that I could rely on to keep me out of trouble, but also, you know, I love footy, so you know, I wanted to take every step to try and get to the highest level. I felt proud to be drafted by Fremantle Dockers. It's a Perth team. They have a great history of Indigenous players playing there, and we've had a lot of Indigenous players come through in my time as well, and there's no doubt there's going to be a lot more.
He's been a match winner. He's been a goal kicker. Michael Walters.
Sonny's really great strengths is his ability to be able to read the game. You can see when you're watching a game of footy, his mind's ticking over. And you can see that in certain players, and I see that in him. He's always one step ahead of everyone else.
Michael Walters. He's come up big late in games the last few weeks. That one sneaks home. He is the final quarter specialist.
I love a great finish there by Michael Walters. He's been an absolute star.
Walters kicks it through the centre goalposts. Looking over a radiant Optus Stadium, another day in a neighbourhood, single-storey homes, an empty, overgrown lot. At Michael Walters' bustling family home.
So I've got a big family. As you'd expect, Indigenous families, first cousins, second cousins, uncles and aunties just catch up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want some ham sandwich?
My mum is more, she's more the caring one.
A brunette Aboriginal woman.
She was always the one driving me to training, driving me to games, having my friends sleep over the night before games so we can all go there together.
Okay, we'll try a little bit on the first day on your piece.
She was always the one that, you know, had my footy clothes washed and ready for me in the morning for when I wake up.
Martha Penny.
When did you know that this kid could play?
Before he started walking, he used to have the football.
Wow.
All the time. It was non-stop.
Yeah.
In the house, passageway.
I'm guessing, like my house in Salisbury North, a couple of holes in the window. Was that a common occurrence here?
It was, with both boys.
Walter's playing in a game.
She's played a huge part in my footy career, and even now she's always a first one at the footy ground, and I definitely owe a lot to her.
O'Loughlin and Martha spectate.
Much trouble at school growing up? As in, like, not you personally, but...
Yeah, well,
the racial stuff, you know, once or twice it may have happened to me in my junior footy.
Yeah.
From other clubs.
I experienced it on the field more so than I did anywhere else. Mm. Out in the footy field as a junior, I was trying to, you know, spar everyone because I was upset and I didn't understand why they were calling me these names. But that was what they were trying to do. They were trying to put me off my game.
Well, it's going to be a free kick, so the niggle continues.
Well, only McKeers, was he?
It's continued in the second.
Archival game footage of O'Loughlin catching, then kicking the ball.
When you talk about race and vilification, no one was speaking about any of that until Nicky Wimmer, Michael Long, and even our players before them, the Sid Jacksons of the world and Polly Farmers, you know, they went through hell and back to play this game that they loved. And they would have had to have felt that the game doesn't love them back.
Black and white archival footage of a football game.
They copped it non-stop from players. Umpires did nothing about it. And they copped it from the crowd. It was everywhere. And it was accepted. It was always, whatever happens on the field stays on the field. Almost like you black fellas need to stay in your box. And it took some people with some incredible courage who were going, no, that's bullshit. We're not putting up with that anymore.
The victory was overshadowed by an alleged racist taunt involving Goods in the dying minute.
A press conference with a white and an Aboriginal player.
I can't imagine how strong and resilient they must have been. And, you know, the football field is the place of their work.
Winmar, I'm black and proud of it.
Well, I was a young boy when I saw Nicky lift his jumper and I remember it was everywhere.
A newspaper headline.
So he's become this light that because these players, they went through it every week.
A photo of an Aboriginal player lifting his jersey while pointing to his darker skin outside Optus Stadium.
I feel an immense pride when I see statues like this and our story being told and people celebrating our culture.
I feel proud because guys like Nicky are the ones that paved the way for us younger generation, and it's on us to also hand the baton over to the younger players coming through as well. So there's no doubt there's a sense of pride, not only for what he's done, but pride for my culture as well.
Game footage of Nicky Wimmer and a white player trash-talking.
Sports changes a lot of conversations in terms of racial discrimination. The AFL has been massive in promoting diversity in sport and also creating conversation in other areas, which at times and other workplaces, it'll be hard to do that. All the added pressure that, you know, the Nicky Winmars and guys like that in the past had to put up with, it would have been hard.
Yeah, Nicky and Michael Long and what they had been through and the struggle.
You know, every time I step out on that footy field, I'm there to showcase my talent and try and win footy games, but also I'm there to lead and be a role model for the next generation coming through.
Sunlight beams behind the statue of Nicky in front of the stadium. Back in Michael Walters' neighbourhood, a faded red car rolls by. On Bushby Street, O'Loughlin steps with Walters and his family along a sidewalk.
My pride in my culture, in terms of going out on the footy field, gives me the biggest uplift.
O'Loughlin and Walters approach two brunette boys of Aboriginal descent.
I want to see young Indigenous kids come through and dominate and play on real footy and forge a career for themselves and their family as well.
Walters autographs a jersey for the boys.
It's always good to walk the street and people calling your name, and yeah, seeing young kids walk around my number on their back is massive.
They greet another family outside of a home.
What's going on?
How are you?
Very good. Yeah, Mocko Lachlan here.
Hey, how you going, Ross? All right, good to see you, cuz. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Just showing me the neighbourhood.
Yeah. Showing him through.
Hey, who's a Fremantle fan here? Any West Coast fans?
Yeah.
Any Sydney Swans fans? Ah, you fellas can go away. Nah, you fellas gammon.
Walters greets a burly man.
My family were strong Indigenous people. We always knew where we came from. They always go back to country. They always go back down south. To Albany and all in the great southern areas, and there's no doubt, you know, our love for those places and our culture stems from that.
How are you?
I had one photo with you before.
Dead Italy.
From the older generation just teaching us about it, and they always instilled in us to remember where we come from.
On three, everyone say Swans, right? Frio on three. One, two, three.
Frio!
The soft glow of sunlight shines behind downtown Perth. Game footage of women's football games.
The AFLW is a real shining light. There's this incredible buzz around the game.
The speed of Hodder, the first gamer, the X Factor, she's got her first ever goal.
These strong, incredible, proud black women are just amazing, and they're inspirational for our younger generation as well.
On a rooftop.
How are you?
How are you? Nice to see you. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. You can't be here and not wear purple.
Oh, no. A little bit different to what I'm used to, but, you know, I'm on your country.
Well,
it's the land of the Noongar.
It is.
This is a very special place, then.
Oh, it absolutely is.
The role the AFLW is playing here in the community,
yeah,
it must be, because it's going from strength to strength around the country. And what is it like here in Perth?
It's now hard for me to imagine what our club would be like without the women's team.
Absolutely.
It would be diminished. You know, it'd be a damn sight quieter as well. You know, like, but the energy that they bring into the club and onto the field and with each other and with everyone else is amazing.
And inspiration, yeah, for our younger generation.
Yes.
Looking up
yes,
to these incredibly strong women.
Yeah.
And playing the game that we love.
On the left boot, will it carry in the breeze? It will. She gets the bounce. And Maddie Prespakis, the youngster.
I've always said that AFL football has been an incredible vehicle for our people to learn about school, education, healthy lifestyles, employment.
I think, for me, one of the things that it did early is it showed other people that we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, it showed us that we could do it. And if we could do it, others could do it as well. The representation of First Nations people, where we are only about 3% of the national population in the AFL, men's teams as well as our women's teams, we are between 11 and 13%.
Scenes of Indigenous players taking a stand.
What's really, I guess, unique is that you talk about our culture, but you talk about our bloodlines, and then that talks about country. And country makes you strong. Culture makes you strong.
Footage of O'Loughlin and opposing fans yelling in one another's faces. Overlooking the map of Australia, Adelaide vanishes as Mum's Country and Point Pierce are highlighted. Another day, a white SUV cruises across a highway, splitting an expansive arid landscape at a lone single-storey home with a fenced yard.
How long have you been living here for now?
In this house?
Yeah.
20 years, 21 years.
An elderly Aboriginal couple sits at a table. Caption, Uncle Muddy.
And the youngest out of?
About 14.
14 kids.
14, yeah.
My papa's brother?
Yep, yep.
And what are you? Uncle,
that one's
explain,
there.
Explain this one to me.
This is my Ukanere. Can you read this? Yeah, that's my exemption papers. It says that you shall state that you shall cease to be an Aboriginal for the purpose of living out. That's what we used to call the dog ticket.
How old were you?
I was only 3 years old when I got that.
If at any time the Aborigines Protection Board is an opinion that the said Michael Victor, yeah, O'Loughlin, you,
yeah,
is not of such character and standard of intelligence and development as to justify the continuance of his of this declaration, the Aboriginals Protection Board may revoke this declaration. Unbelievable.
But you see the one there, it says, cease to be an Aboriginal for the purpose of living out the more black fellas. A lot of fellas didn't want to sign it, but a lot of people wanted to get away from the mission to make a better life for their
to go shearing, family, go do whatever, go
yet,
work,
to work outside, live on there, watch them there, and that's the one that gets me where you say, cease to be an Aboriginal.
So this is a general certificate of exemption. Additional benefits.
Additional benefits
include walk freely through town without being arrested.
Yep.
Brackets, no curfews
apply.
Enter a shop or hotel. You may or may not be served.
Yep.
Special conditions apply. In order to gain this exemption certificate, the following must be strictly adhered to. You're not allowed to speak in
native language.
Prohibited. Engage in dance, rituals, native customs.
Probably.
Prohibited. Associating with fellow Indigenous people, including family.
You're not allowed to mix with your own family, actually.
You must assimilate into the wider community. If all conditions are met with and satisfactorily upheld, you may also be eligible to live in town unsupervised.
Unsupervised, yeah.
This is your chance to be free of the Aboriginal Protection Act and live like a white man.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Dated the 10th of March, 1951. Oh, this one line gets me, though.
Which one?
This is your chance to be free of the Aborigines Protection Act and live like a white man. All these exemptions and certificates and prohibited to do all these things, and then you've got... But everyone played football together, and then they went... As soon as the game finished, they went their separate ways.
Yeah, you go your own way, they don't say shit. And when I was playing, and that was 67, 66 for Maitland A grade.
Yep.
I couldn't go in the pub after and have a drink.
Unbelievable. Oh, that's...
Yeah,
how good is that?
Yeah.
That is deadly.
That's the good old photo.
Like, what? A lot of good footballers come from here, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then that younger generation obviously all started with these mobby, and then the bloodlines went through.
Yep, right through to, like I said.
Given opportunities to play AFL footy.
Yep.
I went to Sydney.
Yep.
And spent the rest... 25 years there.
And your mother said to me, "You're going to barrack for Sydney?" I said, "No, I'm a Richmond supporter."
Yeah.
I can't switch teams just like that. I've been with Richmond since 1959.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I draw strength on being a long way from home in Sydney is where I'm from and my bloodlines that run through the place.
Looking out from the front windshield of a travelling vehicle down the highway.
Yeah, your connection.
And my connections. Yep. Narunga, Nuttinger and Garnamog, but this is something that I draw strength on when I'm feeling homesick or if I'm feeling I'm going through injuries or form or whatever it might be, I think back to this place. Times.
The white SUV rolls down a seaside sand and dirt road.
And people like yourself and Mum, because I am a long way from home.
Yeah.
And I have missed out on long things, but I know that my journey is a one that you fellas are really proud of.
Yeah, we've got a home to come home to.
Yeah,
and I'm absolutely.
And I'm really proud of the bloodlines that run through the place and I'm teaching my kids that.
A curving shore lined with vegetation. O'Loughlin walks on a beach.
My thousands and thousands of grandfathers and grandmothers have walked that country. Like, it's my roots and my bloodlines. It's my whole life.
Coorong, SA.
It started there and it's been there for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. That's in the back of the mind.
Overlooking a never-ending coastline backed by rolling hills. Over the map, Dad's country and Raukan are highlighted. O'Loughlin's white SUV travels down the highway, bordering a countryside dotted with bodies of water.
Yeah, I love coming out here. It's incredible country. But the one thing I'm always aware of and connected with is that my bloodlines run right across this state. And Raukan and the Ngunnawal Nation, my father's country, is... holds a really special place for me as well.
Pelicans roost amongst the tall grasses of Lower Lakes. Birds fly low across the water. Arriving at the Community Museum Gallery of Raukan, O'Loughlin greets two men.
Hey, Michael O'Loughlin.
Hi.
Hey, Nick.
Great to see you.
Welcome home, brother.
Hey, great to see you. It's always been about my people. It's always been about Point Pierce. It's always been about Raukan and the experiences that our mob had been through. And how we were treated to how strong we've become. And I think my great-grandfather, Miller, had the foresight to be able to go, well, hang on, there's all these farms going popping up around the place. I'm blown away that he sort of saw that and how our future was going to change forever.
Deadly. What do you got for first one here, Uncle? I know that one straight away.
So that's Miller. That's your old great-grandfather there. I think he was six when he first saw his first white person.
Yep.
And he knew that... what his knowledge that he learned from his parents and his grandparents. We have a dictionary today because of his work.
Absolutely.
And so there's 700 or more words that he taught.
Yep.
Who was doing that? No one was doing that.
No one was doing that. No.
Look, we've all travelled around the country and we know a lot of nation groups have lost language and lost cultural practice.
Yeah, yeah. And so we recognise that a lot of our people, our grandparents, were broken-hearted people, or broken-spirited people. And so we know that some people came through that, some didn't. And so that situation still is the same. We are still dealing with terrible issues of suicide, youth suicide, alcoholism. And so that's a challenge to all of us. You know, what are we going to leave? You know, what are we going to invest our life in and what are we going to leave for the next generation?
Outside, Michael O'Loughlin, Uncle Clyde Rigney and Bill Wilson walk around the community. Uncle Clyde speaks.
When I look at Michael, I see Michael as a little kid because I know his father and his mother. I see him as Michael who played for Sydney, but I see him differently too. I see him in nearly every stage of his life. And so what Michael's doing is fantastically important. We need people like Michael. He's really this generation's Milgram.
Inside the gallery, Uncle Clive motions to a statue of O'Loughlin's great-grandfather, Milgram.
It chills again when I sort of see this, you know? Like, I can see my dad in it as well.
Yes.
I can see my dad's face when I look at that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He's a solid man.
Yeah.
Very, you don't live in the Corong and not be solid.
No. Resilience and toughness is there.
The frozen expression of Milgram is stoic and stern, overlooking the three men walking shoulder to shoulder along a dirt path. The point of a rough shoreline drops to water, expanding out to a hazy horizon. The three men head towards the water.
Aboriginal people are the most resilient people on planet Earth. You have to be compared to what we're about to put up with and how we've survived on one of the harshest continents, this unbelievable place we call Australia that our people have cared and loved for so many thousands of years.
They follow the path to an elevated point overlooking the water. Light, low-lying brush covers the ground around them. Overlooking a sand and dirt road running parallel to a curving stretch of beach dividing calm, shallow waters and brilliant blue ocean from brown and emerald brush-covered dunes. Words appear near a rough beachside building, Point Pierce, the shack.
I've spent pretty much my whole upbringing at the shack at Point Pierce.
A black-haired, bearded man carries a snare pole next to a brunette woman. A dark-haired woman holds a little girl's hand.
I remember building this.
About 12, 13, I built it. But back when your day, there was two big sandals either side, I know.
I know.
The little girl runs around a sign after the dark-haired woman. A barefoot O'Loughlin follows the bearded man through the brush.
When you step back on a country, you feel, I don't know, it's hard to explain, you feel whole again. You feel strong. You feel strong.
Nana used to bring us all through
here. Yeah, walk around. Show us the country.
Scott O'Loughlin, Kaurna, Narangjeri, Narunga.
And I'm glad my brother's home too. You need this.
That's what culture is. Culture gives you strength to do anything.
Sitting up on a hill, they gaze out at the landscape and water.
You sit here and stare at this all day.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, I go every year, there, everywhere like yourself.
Yeah.
But I always like to come home.
Reconnect.
That's it. Stay true to yourself, you know, what we got learnt, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. You're not going to be honest to yourself, who you're going to be honest to, aren't you? You know.
Rabbits still floating around here?
Rabbits, kangaroo, everything here.
Kangaroo here?
Biggest mob. They all through here, brother.
Kangaroo.
Looking out on the shack, the shoreline, and the horizon beyond.
Every weekend, if I wasn't playing footy, in every holiday, we were there.
The O'Loughlins gather around a fire.
And I missed that because I hadn't been back for a while.
They pass a football on the beach.
Because life takes you on this journey, you're on with looking after your own family.
The sun beams behind Scott as he smiles.
Explaining that to someone that is not Aboriginal and saying, why is that place so special to you? My people have hunted and gathered there for so many years.
Sitting on the beach under a setting sun, Michael O'Loughlin gazes off pensively. Drifting over the shallow waters, Michael walks along the shore with Scott.
So this is it, brother?
Whoa.
They spread their arms to the wind. They stare out at the water. Three pelicans dip their heads below the surface.
Come, let's walk out this bit here. Into that sand part there. Ah, that smell, eh?
Miss it, innit?
Smell of that in Bondi.
Good for you.
They step through the shallows.
One thing you know about Point Pierce, no matter where you are in the world, that place will always be home. And you can go back there no matter what. and talk to people about whatever's going on in your life, they're always there.
Back at the shack, the family cooks over the fire.
Lovely, isn't it?
Smell that.
Yeah, I know. I can smell them from here.
Kerry, did you want to do the onions in the fry pan?
His aunt pushes sliced onions directly onto a grill grate.
Look at Nana cooking.
Scott lays hot dogs onto the grate as he grills. Michael's uncle arrives at the gathering. I got
Michael. Are you knocking in?
While around there.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, look at that.
Lost his sleep.
Took your time.
No, directly.
Grab a seat there, Uncle. Sit down.
I'll never be lost. I'll always know where I need to go when I need to get back home.
Yeah, we got thing there. Went for a walk out here and we went up the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, deadly.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, okay.
See that black patch out there? You got the sand patch there?
Yeah, there. Yeah.
See that black part on the other side before the reef?
Yep.
I got about 13 crabs there one day.
Yeah, well, it's all coming in now, eh? Slowly and just...
Michael and his aunt gaze out at the sunset.
You're living in two worlds, white man's world and an Aboriginal community, and making sure that our culture is still strong.
Fade from Michael O'Loughlin staring out at the water to him sitting in stadium stands watching Sydney play Carlton.
Professional win from a professional outfit. The Swans get the job done.
Sweaty and tired, opposing players shake one another's hands.
Sport's been the vehicle for our people for everything. Health, education, employment.
Great win, eh?
Put the foot down.
Deadly, brother.
When you think about the education around racism, sport is the place that has taken the lead on it.
O'Loughlin walks on the sidelines.
My job now as a retired player who's played 300 games, who now sits on the Swans board, is something that I don't take lightly.
I just watched the play years ago.
Oh, mate, a long time ago now.
Yeah, I know.
And it's one that I wear with a badge of honour. I'm very proud of what I've been able to accomplish.
Overlooking the community of Rowcan, a multicoloured sign reads Point Pierce Aboriginal School. Children play football.
So I think giving back to community and the things we've always done. Aboriginal people do that. It's in our DNA.
O'Loughlin gives a speech.
Go Foundation's a really important part of our lives. We've gone to communities, we've visited schools, and we've always talked about education, healthy lifestyle, and listening to your mum.
Never forget where you're from, because if you don't know where you're from, you don't know where you're going.
Shots of O'Loughlin, Taryn and Walters with their mothers. Game footage of O'Loughlin booting a ball to score.
Now, I'm hopeful. I believe in people. I believe in our country. But we need more people joining in on that fight. We need more people lending their voice. You know, we need a voice. No one knows Aboriginal people like Aboriginal people.
You know, we want that respect. We demand that respect.
Colleen Hayward, Uncle Muddy O'Loughlin, Uncle Clyde Rigney, Bill Wilson, Scott O'Loughlin, EQ Media and AFL acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia. Written and directed by Larissa Behrendt. Producer Jackie Munro. Associate producer Justin Corbett. Warriors on the Field, copyright 2022, Amazon Content Services LLC. All rights reserved. Logos appear AFL, EQ Media Group, Amazon Studios.